Good morning. We continue Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal HaMeches, the Melacha of Morchek. We're learning Semen Vav, where the Chayyadim is introduced as a concern of Kinyonim, which Kinyonim are problematic because of the potential for writing, which is done in conjunction with acquisitions. The Chayyadim talks about a case where a person is transferring his property at the moment prior to his death. There are certain leniencies in that case, which we're not going to get involved in. And the next piece he talks about is the concern of the completing a process of marriage on Shabbos. To understand what he's saying, we're going to need to give an introduction, which might take us a full shiur, or possibly more, to understand the point that the Chayyadim is saying. So let's give an introduction to a nice Jewish marriage. And we know that there are two parts to a Jewish marriage. There's what's known as erusin and known as something which is known as nisuin. The English word for erusin is very difficult to translate. Erusin is when the chosin gives a kala an item of value. It says, "Re'at mekudeshes li b'tabas lu kudas Moshe b'Yisrael." At that moment, she's considered an eshet zeish. She's fully married. If she would live with somebody else, she's going to be punished with death. It's a full-fledged marriage. So some people translate the word erusin as betrothed. That the English word betrothed does not convey that. Betrothed means that there's some type of an engagement. This is not an engagement. This is a marriage. However, Chazal said that that's not sufficient to allow the couple to live together. We need to do a second stage where they do a formal act of bringing the kala into the rishus of the chassan, into, as it were, his home. Creating an area which has some level of privacy between the two of them, and then they are allowed to live together, and that's known as nisuin. So a kala is not permitted to live with her husband without the nisuin. Historically, Bizman Chazal, the erusin was done maybe many years beforehand. The erusin would be done. They would this way. They're fully committed. They're fully married, but the kala would continue to live in her father's home. For a period of time, and then later on they would make what's known as the nisuin or the chuppah. And the Mora talks about the idea of 12 months. So 12 months, so some people think that the standard gap between the erusin and the nisuin was 12 months. That's not really 100% correct. Then what the Mora says, from the moment where the two parties agreed to have the nisuin, they have 12 months to prepare. So a father marries his daughter off, the father can accept the kedushin on behalf of his daughter. He marries his daughter off at the age of 9 years old, and she continues to live in her father's home. And the time she turns 14, they say, you know, let's move on to the chuppah. So from that point onwards, they have time to prepare for everything which is necessary. The main celebration was done with the chuppah. They had to prepare for the meal. They had to prepare for the dowry that she's going to. The dowry was brought in at the time of the chuppah. The kala has to prepare herself. She's going to present herself to her chassan. She needs to prepare herself to look beautiful, etc. So all of that takes time. And that's what the Mor talks about, a time frame of 12 months or 30 days, depending on the situation. But many times the gap between the erusin and the nisuin can be much longer. Now, as we do both together, so there is erusin, which is the act of making this woman specifically connected to this man, but they themselves do not fully come together until the nisuin. The husband acquires certain rights in the wife's property. He gets the schus to get Yerusha of his wife. He gets the rights to her dowry. He gets the rights to the properties which are not put into the dowry, but he has a right to get the benefit from them. This is a form of acquisition. The acquisition only takes place at the time of the chuppah, not at the time of the erusin. So historically, the erusin would take place. All of the property belongs still to the kala or to her father, as it were. And when the chuppah takes place, there's a transfer of the rights to the property. So we can understand the situation that even the erusin is an act of kinyan. He's been kind to her, so that can't be done on Shabbos. What about the nisuin? He just bring her home. it's still a problem because he's acquiring the rights to her property through that. So the nisuin, a different type of acquisition, not of the woman, but of the properties of the woman. So nisuin cannot be done on Shabbos. Aaron's singing cannot be done on Shabbos because it's an act of, as we're acquiring the woman, getting the exclusivity of the woman between the man and the woman, which is a form of kinyan. And then getting the rights to her property is called a chuppah, and that cannot be done on Shabbos. We will move, Bezer Shem, in the next year, continue into the introduction, defining what chuppah is, and to talk about the difference between a chuppah of a woman who's in her first marriage and a woman who's in a subsequent marriage.